Time to continue with Foxy from Foxy's Den at Garden Corners. And this is part two from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Anybody braving the weather with a boat still at all? Are they catching any perch still?
No. I think it's pretty much done because the ice is over the top of them now. So anytime that happens, it seems like they move out into deeper water. But
oh, really?
They were in there, I think, spawning. Mike Herman once told me that if they're a real healthy population of fish, that the perch will actually spawn in the spring and spawn in the fall. And they roll in big schools. They'll come in and it'll be 8 feet in diameter and 8 feet deep, and it's solid fish. And it's really something to see. I mean, it's, you know, people, you tell people that, and they go, yeah, right, okay, yeah, I've heard that line before. But they really do it, and they're all different sizes. You got big ones, you got little ones, and it's just this huge school of fish, and they roll so much that they get the bottom churned up to where the mud's coming out of the bottom and stuff. It's really something to see.
Well, I've never seen that. I've heard about that, but, you know, is it something similar to, like, salmon and steelhead where they're breaching and rolling to break up their skein before they spawn?
No, I don't know. I really don't know because it's like they're, you know, they roll up to the outside of it, and then they move to the middle, and they go down. And they just keep turning like that.
Huh.
I took, who was that one time down there and pull in, and he says, what's that humming noise? I said, well, get down on your hands, put your ear down to the floor of the boat. So he gets down there and puts his ear down there, and I says, is it louder? Yeah, it's louder. What the hell? Is that your bilge pump running or what? I said, no. You want to know what that is? He said, what? I said, it's the tails of these perch hitting the bottom of the boat as they're rolling. Because we were sitting right on top of the school.
Wow.
And that's what it was. We moved away, and it quit. And he's like, I'll be damned. I said, yeah. I said, you got to experience it. It's really, really crazy.
Yeah.
Really something to see.
I've heard about that, but I've never seen it. I'd like to see that sometime.
Well, but you're going to, if you ever get a call, you're going to have to get down here because it doesn't happen all that often. But today is my driveway is all melted out. My crows are out here looking for their food from their daddy. Got my pet crows going again this year, and they're all sitting out here in this dead pine tree waiting for their next load of what they have today. They had bananas and they had some dated donuts. They are very healthy birds, Adam, let me tell you.
Is it all crows or do you ever get any ravens?
No, they're all crows.
Okay.
There's a gaggle of, I forget what they call, a mob, I guess is what they call it.
Yeah.
A group of crows, a mob. And this is a family mob that comes in. They don't particularly like my seagull. You know, usually when the seagull and the crows are here, I have a little bit of a race riot up. And it's truly black versus white, you know. But I get a kick. The crows are so intelligent. I mean,
yeah.
They are. I took one time, I took the bread out because if you leave it in big pieces, they pick it all up and they fly away with it. So I usually crumble it up a little bit and make them work at it. And this one day, it was real dry because I left it out overnight to dry. And I threw it out there and there was a mud puddle. I wish that I had a picture of it. He picks it up, he takes it over into the mud puddle, and he dunks it, like you're dunking a ternary toast in coffee, in the water to soften
it up. Yeah.
And he eats it. That's how damn smart they are.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They make my days go by, sitting out here watching them.
Well, you got to do something, because there's no fishing or snowmobiling going on right now.
No, it's very quiet. I don't know when. We need some more snow here before we haven't even ran on the trails yet to pack them without the groomer, with the groomer but with no drag.
Hmm.
There's no frost in the ground. It's what I told you we were going to get in October, remember?
Yeah, you said, and it is truly the banana belt this year.
Yeah, it's I'm not knocking it, boy. I tell you, I'm loving every second of it. It's hurting business, but it's good for the mind.
I understand. Well, Foxy, it was good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, sorry, I missed you last week. I was up to my ass in alligators and just couldn't get to you, but we'll be around.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bud. See you later.
Catch you again soon. Bye-bye. Foxy from Foxy's Den at Garden Corners. Telling it like it is, as usual. And this is The Outdoor Show.